Kelim per Chofei Mishneh Ches. The Mishnah is a continuation of Mishneh Zayin, the Shittis of Reb Meir and Reb Yossi, Legabe Yadayim Tmeis and Yadayim Toiris. Ketzad, what are we talking about? What are we talking about that the Beis HaTzvi is Choluk from Achorei Kelim Legabe Yadayim Toiris? So Mishnah says, Ho Yodav Toiris V'Achorei Kois Tmeis Achoze B'Veis Tzvi Osoi. This is the din, the way we spoke it out, the Pashtus in the Mishnah before. At the end, we spoke out of Rambam, but the Pashtus in the Mishnah is Lagabi this Chshash, and the Mishnah says it. Far enough away from each other, it's considered two parts of the Kli. So maybe the one has nothing to do with the other. Doesn't have to be choishish that the mashke, since a choyev tmeim, it'll touch mashke, the mashke will come tomei. So the mashke that's in his mouth will touch the back of the kois, v'choza v'timei, the toich of the kois, when some of it comes out of his mouth, dribbles out of his mouth, goes into the kli. That's why you don't have to be choishish, talking about the rabbonot. Kumkum shuhum martiach, a kettle that's boiling, that the achoyrov was nitma ide mashkim tmeim. Any choyshe shami yotzu mashkim mitoichoy, that some of it, the mayim went out, touched the back of the kli, kettle, a little bit of water could come out, touches the back of the kli, then it goes v'nigu b'achoyrov, v'chozu l'toichoy goes back into the kumkum. You don't have to be choyshe for the tumma of the kumkum. First of all, in pshat, what we discussed in the Rambam, in Mishneh Zayin, tells us that what we said, Kate said, that this is an explanation, is not true according to the Rambam, it's not an explanation. It's another din. That's point one. Point two is that this din is koilel, that we're not choshish when a person's drinking, that a bit of the mashke in his mouth will go back in to where it came from. And this lechor is mufurish, not like a klal that's in Meseches Mikvois, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. So the Mishnah Achrein is aiming on this, and you have to say that over here it's hikilu rabbonon, because we're talking about choshosh agav choshosh. We're talking about the Rabbonans at best, with Vaitich Shoshes, as I feel nish. Therefore, we don't take it. Mishneh Tes. We mentioned before by the din of Acharayim and Toich, that Acharayim and Toich, there's a Choymer in Kochim, it's called Milas Bakoidish, which is the subject of Chagiga Perek Gimel. There's 11 Milas that are mentioned over there that Koidish have in Zahirus and Dine Tuma Vetaira over Truma. Two Milas that are mentioned over there are mentioned over here. One of them is neged directly to this din. This whole distinction, legabi the tumor, the hacker, we don't have by klei kodesh. Ve'en lam beis tzvir. We don't have this din of beis tzvir. And if something is metame the beis tzvir, the whole kli becomes tame. Ve'en lam bilim kelim b'toich kelim b'kodesh. This is a separate mile. It has nothing really to do with our din. It's one of the milos b'kodesh, is that you can't put one into another. Picture somebody going to a mikveh to be toivul kelim, to a kelim mikveh. So you put inside a big pot, you put a bunch of cutlery. That's the way you toivul, as long as it floats and the water touches every part of the kli, it's fine. We don't do that legabe kodesh. There's a chshash that maybe the kli pnimi will push down on the bottom of the kli chitzoy and it'll be chitzis pnimi amikveh. It's a chshash. A weiter chash. It's only by Kodesh. This last din lecher is a big klal bechlal in Meseches Kelim, and it's not necessarily shayich to the choymer of Kodesh. So what this is doing as a hemshach of this Mishnah is a good question. This last din goes like this: Kol haKelim yoredin l'day tumosan b'machshava. All Kelim become miyuid for their tashmish aydei machshava. It means like this: you can't take a broken piece of glass and turn it into a kli b'machshava. What it means is something that has two functionalities for it. The case that the Rav brings over here, the other case in the next parak, we'll use the case of the Rav. A tabas, a ring, that would be used for something to serve an animal, and it tashmishe behema are not mekabel tumah. What happens if he was miyachedit, he was choshev aleo, to use as a ring to put on a person's fingers? Okay, it's a taksha, it's mekabel tumah. the machshava is enough because now it's designed lekach al yidei machshava. However, the other way is also true. Ve'enam oyla midei tumosam. It's not oyla. It means midei being roila tumah, from being a ring of a person, a taksha which is mekabel tumah ela b'shinei ma'isa, unless you do something physical to take it out of its yichud. Sha'amaisa mevatel miyada ma'isa miyada machshava. Ma'isa is stronger than machshava. It's a basic rule of thumb. So ma'isa could be mevatel. A ma'isa could be mevatel a previous ma'isa. It could also be mevatel a yichud b'machshava. U'machshava ene mevatelas loy miyad ma'isa v'loy miyad machshava. Machshava not only can't be moitzi miyad ma'isa, it can't be yoitzi miyad machshava either. Others, by the way, bring a raya, the sugya of osi dibur u'mevatel dibur. Well, loy osi dibur mevatel dibur, osi ma'isa u'mevatel dibur, loy osi dibur moitzi ma'isa, and it's going on dibur. So others tainted that machshava in this sense means dibur. Look at the Tosis Yom Tov, he brings the Tzushtal to the Sugya Yedushin that we just mentioned. Others understand that that way. You look at the Boyaz in Tiferet Yisrael, he brings from Rishonim of Furoshim. And it seems like the Rishonim, Legabe Hilchis, Yichud, Letum and Vetaira, were mischashiv with Machshova, with the way a Dibur normally works. A Dibur has a Koyach, but certainly not as strong as a Ma'isa. And legabe certain halachos in the Torah, the way to shtel something avek could be b'machshava. You look, the Mord Shmaitza on this inyan is the Or Gadol over here on the Mishnah, where the Or Gadol brings the klal of the Rashi Kedushin Daf Nun, that even though dvarim shebelev le'avei dvarim, but dvarim shebelev be'velev kol odom vade mehani. The shaila is how far to take machshava. You have the shadow of Moshe Legabe Machshavois, Psulois, Poislois, in Kochim, major Machleks, Rushainim, Tesis, and Zvachim Dabbeis, and beginning of Menachos, and other places, whether it's B'machshava, whether it's B'dibur. There's a famous Meduba, the Ktsois, in Simon Yud Beis, about Hefker and Mechila, which are things that are Chal B'dibur. A person says he's Meichel Achoyv, doesn't need a Maisa. To be Mafke or something, doesn't need a Maisa. Hefker and Mechila work B'umdeno Demuchach, even B'machshava. So Mamela Machshova could be Majvikli. The Nusach that's used, it's Yeshivish Nusach, and it's an Avi Ezri in a few places, is that Dibur is necessary to Shafa Chalois. The Machshova over here is a Yichud, not a Chalois. There's another sub-discussion in the Mishnah Lamelech in Kelim Perchov Dalid, that, let's say, by Medrash it's Mufurish. The only one who could be Miyachid something, Le Medrash, is only a Machshava or a Yichud, a Maisa of the Bailam. Legabi Hechsher, Le Moshul, Mashkin falling on Oichel to render it Royal Le Kabel Tumah, it has to be Rotzen of the Bailam. Findesvegen, others Taina, it's Meduik that way in Rashi, in the Rash, that only Legabi Medrash in the Machshava is Bailam. But Shakol HaKelim, it's Och Machshava is Bailam. If somebody is miyachid this tabas for tabas of Adam, so then it becomes royal kabbal tumah. You have to know what the chilek is. One last point we'll point out, that Rashi in Kedushin Daf Nun Tes says a very important distinction, that a kli that became tumah already, a yichud, even with a maisa, will not help to make it ois, l'moshel. This tabas became tomei. So you want to make it back into a tabas that's miyuchid l'tashmish behemo, which is not mekabel tumah. So just be miyachid, put it on a behemo, put it on a behemo's nose. It's not going to work. You didn't do anything different to the kli retains this tumah. Over there, the maisa has to be a maisa that's shoiver the kli from its yud. Masha'en came before it became tomei, just in a yichud, that could be undone with a maisa. That's a very important point.